Hello everybody, welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. We're joined by manager Lee Grant. Lee, we're going to be doing this every week now, a little bit of a different thing for us, looking forward to every game. We're going to have a few games this season. We'll start with pre-season. How are you feeling after the last few weeks?
Really good. I think the group are in a great place. We put in a lot of work. There's been a lot of care and attention to detail over where we wanted the group to be physically, and we're really happy that we've got them to the place where we think they are. They're ready to rock and roll now for Saturday. So I think the group will be feeling that themselves as well. We've had 5 weeks, 6 weeks coming into now of really good work, intense work. But of course, we're now tapering towards a really exciting fixture and our first game at home in front of our own fans. So in terms of the bulk of the work and how we feel collectively about pre-season, we're really happy.
Some really high quality opposition and fixtures in there. Just talk to us about why you wanted that to be the case.
Yeah, so I've been really open with the group on that as well, in that we wanted to be able to, as much as we can, stretch the group, have them suffer a little bit and be challenged across all areas and facets of the game. We didn't want pre-season to be comfortable or easy. We wanted to challenge the group physically, for sure, each and every day in training, but in the games as well, we wanted to make sure there was a real physical element to them. But then, of course, we wanted to be able to stretch the team tactically as well, and technically even, because the opposition we played, as you rightly say, were high level, and the games were intense, but we felt like the team and the group were able to handle that. And even as far as playing teams in our own division, a lot of clubs would shy away from that. But for us, nothing to hide, and we're going to be up against these sides across the course of the season. So, you know, what better place to test ourselves and up against good teams in our own division? So, been really happy with the group and how they've approached it, and how they've tackled those challenges head on.
It's been an extra important period given the amount of activity we've had, incomings and outgoings, right from when we announced the return list. There's always going to be a heavy amount of turnover this summer. Just give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so look, of course, with 12 bodies, there's four loans out and eight contracts expiring, which means we're 12 bodies light. And to have, you know, 11 bodies in the door now, before the first ball's kicked against Leyton Orient, I think, you know, it's a real testament to the work that's gone on behind the scenes at the club. There's lots of people involved in that. And of course, there's been a lot of work for myself also, but I've really enjoyed being able to shape and build the squad, and put together what, you know, we think's going to be a really exciting group for the supporters and for the club going forward. We were really keen to make sure we had all of the boxes ticked in terms of what we've been able to bring in, and we feel like we've done a really good job in that we've been really careful in terms of the individuals, the characters, the personalities that we wanted to bring into the group, because that is, for me, just as important as having really good footballers. Having a group that we feel like represent everything that we want to represent as a club, and, you know, what we want to stand for as a football club, has been really important, really high on my tick list. And again, in terms of the way they've demonstrated all of those things already over the course of the last 5 weeks, really, really excited for the fans and the supporters now to get an opportunity to see that this weekend.
Speaking of the fans and the supporters, one of the things they'll want to know is whether or not there's any activity remaining for the club. I think a few weeks ago back in Austria, when you were speaking to them, you mentioned you wanted three or four in.
Yeah.
We've done three in since then. Yeah. What's the lay of the land?
Yeah, so we're probably close to being done. If we felt like there was somebody out there who could now add to this group, and that's going to be difficult with where the group's at now, then of course I'd love for the owner and myself and Jake to be alive to that, and be ready to help the group if we felt like that was needed. But what we have now is a really competitive group, and a group that's going to demand a lot from each other, and going to challenge each other for the shirt. We've got bodies in the building now that that want to play. So it's great. It's great for me as a coach and as a manager to be able to have lots of people to pick from, which is, of course, you know, the dream for any manager.
A double-pronged question on the back of the squad. What's the squad availability like for Saturday, for the start of the season? And also, have you got a best 11 in mind? Have you got your team picked?
I haven't got my team picked. It's getting really close. We're getting to the stage now that, you know, the bulk of the work is now done in the week. Of course, there's another day's training, so I've got to leave, you know, leave my mind clear and open to be able to make those decisions going into Friday. But yeah, we're really happy with where it's all at, and looking forward to seeing how that takes shape. I think in terms of availability, we are, again, really lucky that we've managed to keep everybody fit and available. But of course, and unfortunately for Anthony, so I think anybody that watched the games in Austria would have noticed that the games were tough, the games were physical, and Anthony Evans, unfortunately, by the time we've got back and we've assessed the knock he took to his knee, I think we're going to be missing Anthony for a period of weeks now. We're probably talking around 8 weeks, which is super disappointing for Anthony with where he was at. So again, people that will have seen his performances across pre-season, the first 4 or 5 games, would have seen the energy and the presence and the calmness and his assured nature that he brought to the group. So really disappointing for me to not be able to select Anthony for the squad and have him available for this weekend. One or two that over the last week or so we've protected to make sure we can have them available to us for Leighton Orient. And that leaves us in a good place.
I'm not trying to leak anything or get ahead of myself, but the man that's likely to lead the team out of the weekend is Ryan Ledson, who you've appointed captain, and he's got a leadership group alongside him that there was an interesting vote around, I understand. Yeah. Just let us into your decision-making on those things.
Yeah, so I really wanted to make sure that we could have... I think it's important to have a leadership group because I want the wider group, to have a voice on matters around the football club, on the things that they deem as important to help them be successful and to help the club look and feel like it really should, you know, a high-performance environment. But it's not, you know, it's not for me to say to that group of players, particularly with it being so new, who those individuals should be. They should really be able to feel and decide upon that themselves. So we gave the group the opportunity to vote, and they chose the 4 or 5 individuals that they wanted to represent them. And you know, that's in a range of matters, and that's speaking to the coaches, you know, once every couple of weeks, and whether that's going and speaking to ownership or whether that's, you know, in the wider community, all of these things can be represented by that leadership group. So we're excited to have those group of players. Really happy for all of those that were elected into it. And then of course Ryan as well. I wanted to make that decision and I wanted to take my time over it and really get a chance to see the group, feel the group and see who had the characteristics and the ability to lead. And the pleasing thing for me was there is one or two bodies that I felt could do that. But certainly Ryan was the standout for me in the end. I think the way he's carried himself from minute one since he's come in the building, the experience he has, his voice, his dedication and his drive every single day in training is really important to me because that's a driver for the group. So really when the decision came, I was really clear on that and excited to be able to announce announce Ryan to the group and to everybody else.
One of the things that I wanted to discuss on that as well is we announced that in a really particular way. You allowed our cameras behind the scenes. We had a glimpse behind the curtain that we don't often get. And even this discussion, the discussions we were having in this forum going forward ahead of matches this season and previewing them is slightly different. But it's driven by conversations we've had by yourself wanting to allow the supporters to have the best information and best dialogue with you as you can. Just let us know your thinking in that because that's refreshing for the supporters to know that you hold them in such high esteem.
I just don't see any reason why not. To be honest, I feel like, you know, my style anyway, I think, to try and be open. I try to be that with the players and the staff. So it would be false if I tried to be anything other than that with the supporters, I feel. So allowing them to see what we do in training, allowing, you know, you guys to film that, to have access to how I speak to the players and what we say behind the scenes. Why not? Because the group... the group are I'm excited about the group, and I think the group have and are already displaying some qualities which I feel like are qualities that the fans will enjoy and the supporters will really get behind. So for me, absolutely, I want the supporters to be able to really get a feel of who we are as people, as a group, and as a football team, most importantly, going forward.
That's brilliant to hear. The last thing I'll ask you, and the most important thing, is Leyton Orient here, Saturday, Accu Stadium. First game as manager of Huddersfield Town competitively. Supporters all in. How are you feeling ahead of that, both as a manager and as a man, as a person, your own excitement?
Yeah, well, that absolutely. Excited, for sure. Proud, undeniably. But absolutely, you know, wired in now to the detail of what's going to be required this weekend, because we're going to be up against a really crafty manager who knows the division, who has his team, regardless of the fact this is a new team for Richie. You can already very clearly see the hallmarks of a Richie Wellens team, a team that will play with confidence without a doubt. You know, they're 90 minutes away from being in the division above. They finished the season in style here, unfortunately for us. So I don't think they'll fear many teams in this league this year. A good football team, a team that plays with lots of fluidity, lots of speed. They've recruited for speed this year. You can see the athleticism they have. So it'll be a great game. It really will. And I'm excited for that. And probably none better, actually, for the supporters to come and see on day one.
Lee, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck for the weekend and the season. And we'll be back in a minute with club captain Ryan Leyton.
Thanks very much.
Welcome back. As if by magic, we're joined by club captain Ryan Leyton. Ryan, thank you for taking the time. Club captain, we'll start there. How does that feel?
Brilliant. Obviously a really proud moment for me. To be club captain of this massive club is obviously a big step in my career. One that I won't take lightly. And I'm really looking forward to it.
You've been captain throughout your career. You were talking to the press recently, talking about doing it at 20 years old at Oxford. Just talk to us about that experience across your career.
Yeah, I've done it England youth level. Done it a couple of times when I was a young lad at Oxford. And then done it on a few occasions when I was at Preston. But obviously to be club captain is a big achievement for me, especially for club size of Huddersfield. As I say, really looking forward to it. Can't wait to lead the lads out. And yeah, hopefully it can be a successful season for us.
It's been a really positive reaction from supporters as well to that. That must make you feel good.
Yeah, of course. And it's about me now repaying them. It's their club. So obviously I'll do anything it takes to win for this club and for them lads who I'm leading out. If we're all going in the same direction, obviously we'll be a better club for that, and hopefully we can be successful.
We're a few days away from the season starting, but it's been a busy pre-season. You've been here since day one. You've seen all the other new signings come through the door. You were the first of 11. Just talk to us about how the past few weeks have been, how all the new lads are settling.
Really good, really, really good. Yeah, obviously we've got 11 new faces. One being my mate Jack Watmore, obviously joined us from Preston, which I was extremely happy about. But we've signed some great lads and some quality players to add to the lads who were already in the building. Really good pre-season, tough pre-season. Just glad that I come in on the first day, I could be in there. Obviously we went to Austria. That was a great week, great bonding, obviously with the staff, all the lads together. And I think we've shaped up really well.
I think it's interesting that, having heard all that, the leadership group that are around you is split between new players and old players. It's not just old faces or people that people might assume. It's a good blend.
Yeah, and listen, that was voted for by the lads, the leadership group, as well as myself. I think we've got a great mix. I really do. You know, we've got Wilesy in there, we've got Murray, Mickey and Marcus, but as I said before, there's Lee Nichols in the changing room, there's Jack Watmore, Lyndon Gooch, all experienced lads. It's not just about us, it's about everyone. Whether it means we we need stuff around the training ground for match days or whatever, we can come to any one of us.
Important game on Saturday, a tough game to start on Saturday against Leyton Orient. Just give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, listen, obviously we'll give them the respect they deserve. They were in the playoff final last year. But we're focused on ourselves. We know what we need to do. We're going to play, obviously, a real different style of play that was to last year. You know, with the gaffer coming in with his own ideas, his new players. It's one we're really looking forward to. And as I say, you can play as many pre-season games as you want. This is where it really matters.
Are you looking forward to it? There's the potential of leading the team out for the first time as well with the armband on your arm. That must feel good.
Yeah, listen, that'll be, a really proud moment for me. Can't wait to do it. Can't wait to lead them lads out. You know, it's a great group we've got in there. So to be held responsible to lead them out is, as I say, really, really proud moment.
Family be here?
Yeah. Lucy and the kids will be here. Mum and dad will be here. So that's a big one, you know. My little lad comes to the pre-season game there at Burnley. He loves it. He loves it already. He met Terry the Terrier. Loves him. Hasn't stopped speaking about him all week. So, listen, that's again a massive thing for the family to be here. So, obviously, to have Lucy and the kids here will be brilliant.
Perfect. Obviously, tickets are still available for Saturday as well if you want to join us here at the Accu Stadium for the first time with Ryan and the family. But, Ryan, congratulations on being club captain. Good luck for the weekend and good luck for the season.
Thanks very much. Thank you.